The Hopkins County Commissioner's Court unanimously approved putting a plaque at the Equine Pavilion honoring the memory of trick roper and rodeo producer Mike Pribble at a regular meeting Monday morning. Civic Center General Manager Adam Teer presented the idea to the court, and then Hopkins County Chamber of Commerce President Meredith Cadell, Pribble's granddaughter, read information to be included on the plaque.
Thank you very much for allowing us this opportunity to present an idea that the Civic Center Board has been working on for the past few months. We have the opportunity to memorialize somebody that has been an instrumental part, not only of our community, but a part of something that makes the Civic Center so important, and that is the rodeos that come into town. And that's Mike Pribble, who's not with us anymore, but his family is still with us. And they have been so instrumental in bringing that environment to our community that has brought so much economic growth to us. And we think it would be appropriate to put up a memorial plaque in about the same place where his rodeo arena was, where our current Equine Pavilion is. And that's why we wanted to bring in his daughter Kathy and his granddaughter Meredith here. And Meredith is going to read to you what the plaque would say for your consideration today.
Mike Pribble, rodeo producer, director, trick rider, and fancy trick roper. Local Goodwill Ambassador, 1911 to 1972. On this site in 1938, Mike Pribble constructed a rodeo arena that hosted an annual 4th of July rodeo for 43 years with over 20,000 fans attending annually. In 1954, Mr. Pribble upgraded this facility to be the Texas' largest and finest all-steel 6,000-seat arena. Mike Pribble performed trick and fancy roping nationwide for four decades. This included standing on his head while roping eight galloping horses, performing the Texas skip for 200 yards up and down the arena, vaulting stunts off the back and side of his horse, suicide drags, and many different standing tricks. He was recruited by Will Rogers for Western movies and taught the Apache Bells to trick rope. The 4th of July rodeo provided entertainment for Hopkins County residents and visitors nationwide for several generations.
We're going to spice up the plaque a little bit. We're going to find a picture that works of him actually doing some roping, and that'll be in the background. It's going to be a really nice looking plaque. It'll be hung right there as you walk into the public entrance of the Equine Pavilion. It'll be right there on the same wall that shares the concession stand, so it'll be attention catching, and it'll solve the problem that we're worried about a man who's been so important to this community over the past several generations being lost to everyone outside of his family. We want to try to avoid that, and this plaque will help us to do that. So we'd ask for your consideration in allowing us to put up this plaque today.
That's very close to, if not part of, the same location where the Mike Pribble Rodeo was actually there, is where we have built the Equine Pavilion.
Yes, sir.
Right?
Very close.
Joining Ms. Cadell in Commissioner's Court was her mother, Kathy, Pribble's daughter. KSST's Enola Gay helped write some of the language for the plaque. KSST News.